This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a song known as Selena Regal, R-I-E-G-L-E, place of the Pines of Burton Memory Care North. Date was May 9th, 2022. New paragraph, Ms. Regal was seen on May 9th, 2022. She was seen regarding hypertension, hypothyroidism, atrial fibrillation, a history of congestive heart failure, period. She also has dementia, period. Overall, she's doing fairly well, period. Her daughter was a bit concerned about the combination of Eliquis and aspirin, and she does have atrial fibrillation, but she denied any history of significant coronary disease, period. I see a diagnosis of congestive heart failure and atrial fibrillation. There's no history of strokes or coronary problems, period. She denies chest pain or shortness of breath, and there's no palpitations or dizziness or new complaints, period. She ambulates with a walker, period. She can be combative at times, period. She has been a little more confused of late, period. Review of systems is negative for any current chest pain, shortness of breath, bleeding, bruising, headaches, nausea, or other specific complaints, period. She has atrial fibrillation and her heart rate is stable, period. She has a history of depression, which is not too bad at the moment, period. Her congestive heart failure is controlled, period. Paragraph review of systems is negative for other new complaints, period. Examination, she's not distressed. She's not ill-appearing. Blood pressure 117 over 63. Pulse 85, respiratory rate 17, temperature 99, O2 saturation 98%. Head and neck exam is unremarkable. Lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation. Without labored breathing, cardiovascular, normal heart sounds, no gallop, no murmur, abdomen soft, not tender. Paragraph assessment and plan. One, Ms. Regal has hypertension, and I will continue lisinopril 5 milligrams daily, period. Two, she has atrial fibrillation, and her heart rate is stable with diltiazem 90 milligrams 3 times a day, period. I will continue the Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, but I will stop her aspirin, period. Paragraph 3, she has hypothyroidism, and I'll continue Synthroid 75 micrograms daily, period. 4, she has dementia with a history of behaviors, period. I'll continue memantine 5 milligrams BID, period. She can have Xanax by 2-5 milligrams twice a day for anxiety, period. Her depression is stable with Cymbalta 60 milligrams daily, period. Overall, continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.